Damn, that was on high.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, what? Everyone.
Hey, guys, what's up?
It's 6 p.m. and time for Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle. Happy birthday to my friend Chris Hemeter.
You just ruined my joke.
Go ahead. What was your joke?
I was going to say, I'm Frangry, the better half.
You could be the better half. I don't care.
What?
Why does that make you mad?
You look sexy in that shirt, Michelle.
I had a job interview.
I just had a moment where I was like, damn.
They're little, but they're cute.
Aw.
What?
I'm kind of jealous.
Don't be jealous. Yours are more beautiful.
Mine will be to my knees in about a year. You know I'm right.
No,
yours are going to stay exactly where they are. Do we have a topic?
We have 6 topics, but
none of them are good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We could do lightning round. 20 minutes per topic.
Should we do that?
I don't know. I don't know what's a good idea anymore, to be honest with you. This gets harder and harder every week. And sometimes it's easy, like last week with my topic that was really, really good.
What was it?
Don't remember.
How do you know it was yours then?
I remember it was mine.
What was it? Overheard.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So what's up? How was your week?
I mean, I don't have any complaints, you know?
None? Not a one?
Not a one. How about you?
I'd rather not say.
You got a few?
Got a few.
You got a few.
I got a few.
I mean, I guess if I had to think of some, I could have one or two. But in general, things are nice around here.
Things are looking up.
It's spring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's spring just... Oh,
what,
man.
Does it make you more depressed?
No, it doesn't make me more depressed.
Then what?
No, it's just like a lot of feelings in the spring.
I mean, how is that different from your fall or winter or summer?
They're different kinds of feelings.
It's the change in feelings.
Yeah.
Like the change in season.
It's the change. It's the change that's coming over me.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, so, Mr. Johnny on the comments board, which you can find at WFMU.org by clicking on the playlist link, says, how was your week, Michelle? You sound much better.
It's weird when people can tell I'm depressed.
It's not that weird, Michelle. You pretty much show it.
Nah, I feel like I was funny last week. I was fine.
You can still be funny and depressed. Mm. I am.
No one's ever, like, concerned with your well-being, and I feel like our commenters are, like, concerned. Like, I'm too fragile. No, I mean,
like they don't love
me? No, like, they feel like you can handle it, but I'm, like, a cracked egg or something.
My mom says I'm resilient.
Mine says I'm empathetic to a fault.
You are.
Oh.
You look really sexy in that top, though. You know what you should get? A long necklace.
I don't like jewelry.
Yeah, just one little really thin one.
Okay.
With a little something on it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, it would look so hot.
Really?
Yeah, plus it'll draw your eye right there. Yeah, you should get one. I'll get you one.
I mean, I don't want more stuff.
It's not stuff. It's just one tiny little thin necklace.
I'll think about it.
With a nameplate that says Frangry. No big deal.
Do men like jewelry?
Or just an F.
I don't like jewelry.
Yeah, dudes like jewelry. My brother always tells me not every time he sleeps with a girl, but he likes sleeping with a girl where she's totally naked, but she leaves her jewelry on.
Mm.
Like, he's into that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think they do. I mean, I feel like it's feminine, you know?
I don't care about jewelry.
I do.
I know you do. I care about black diamonds.
So, like, when you get married one day, you're going to have an Anna Sheffield black diamond, aren't
you? Oh, yeah. You've seen the one I picked out.
We're grilling out right now. Do we have to do a topic? Can we just hang out and, like, enjoy each other's company?
Nope.
Why?
Because that's not what our show is.
Well, maybe it could be.
Nah. I was thinking all week about how you said we weren't real TV material and we were reality television material, and it made me feel awful.
What, like, well, we're not actresses.
I'm going to take a stand-up comedy class.
You are?
Yes. That was my New Year's resolution.
For real?
That was my New Year's resolution.
That sounds so hard.
Do you want to take one with me?
I kind of want to say yes, but I'm so terrified.
I'm scared, too.
I already want to throw up and, like,
maybe we should do it together and Periscope it.
Oh, we should Periscope our show.
I know.
I forgot to get that done this week. But, like, how does it work? You just put, like, prop up the phone somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
We should get someone to put a little selfie stick in here somewhere.
Okay.
Wait, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, could go up there. All right, so maybe in the next couple weeks we'll be periscoping this business.
Yeah, and then in the next couple weeks after that we'll be...
We'll have our own TV show.
Well, no, in between that, in the interim, we would be doing stand-up comedy. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No, I'm not good at that.
Yes, you can. I have a very important announcement to make.
What?
The WFMU 2015 Record Fair is coming to town.
Oh, God, it smells so bad.
I love the Record Fair.
It was really boring last year.
No way. I had a great time. I got shirts. I had a sandwich. I had a delicious sandwich.
We should make an announcement.
Handsome man.
We did have a delicious sandwich. We should make... I think
oh, you ate half my of sandwich!
I ate half of yours.
And then my date ate my other half. I actually only got like 2 bites.
You had a date?
Yeah.
I had a date too, but he didn't show.
Mine showed. Hmm. Then he broke up with me anyway. Hmm. May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is the Record Fair. And I will be there. Work at the merch table. Frankie will be there.
But we should also make the announcement that we're selling our old premium t-shirts.
That's not for sure yet.
Oh, well, we're going to try.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to get them. And they're going to sell out.
It's in Greenpoint, which is awesome. Super close to my house. Brooklyn Expo Center at 79 Franklin Street. You can get all the information online.
I'm taking an Uber.
There's going to be live bands, DJs, films. It's going to be amazing. So you can find the information at wfmu.org/recfair.
What else?
I'm psyched for the Record Fair.
What else is going on?
I think we should probably take some phone calls. Did you just hang up on everyone?
Everyone.
Well, we haven't given out the number yet or said the topic.
Well, it's also summer, so no one cares about us.
What's this? That's not true.
We don't have a topic.
Will you take a stand-up comedy class with me?
Maybe.
Please.
I'm not committing to that at this moment in time.
Are you 85% committed to it?
I'm 50% committed to
it. Okay, I'll take it. I don't want to do it alone.
That means I'm not committed to it at all. 50%.
51%?
No, I said 50.
That means you're 50% committed.
Yeah, but that's how I'm committed to everything in my life.
You're half in.
Yeah, but I'm half in everything in my life.
It's better than zero.
I'm half into this show.
Damn.
I'm
irritated about your ears.
You imagine how I feel. It's so irritating.
But then just take them out. Do something about
it. I can't take them out, because then the infection will get stuck in there, and I'll lose my earlobe. Then I'll be a girl with only one earlobe on Tinder.
They can't see that from the pictures.
I'll just keep my hair covered.
No one cares about that. If you didn't have, like, a nose, that would be horrible.
Someone wants us to do, what if your D was where your nose is as a topic?
Yeah, I know. That girl posts that every week.
I know. I love it. It makes me laugh every time. What would you do if your D was where your nose is?
I don't understand that.
How do we have a full board? Did you just give out the number?
I talked about giving out the number.
But we didn't even announce a topic yet. Let's see what they want.
Why don't you... Okay. What do you want?
Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
They hung up.
Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Oh, you know what I'd want? I'd actually like to take a comedy class with Michelle.
Michelle, would you like to do comedy with our fans? That sounds like something you'd really be into.
I don't know if that's something I could handle.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we just take the class together.
Yeah, she doesn't. No, she doesn't want to see any of you.
Oh.
I would see people in a setting like that, maybe.
What?
I don't know.
I was thinking of taking a comedy class.
You were. It's scary, yeah. Right? Station manager Ken did it. Daisy did it.
I want to do the anger management. She's a badass. Ken did also.
Mm.
Both. I want to do anger management and comedy. Both.
Well, I'll keep everyone posted about our stand-up comedy class.
Our?
Yeah, you're doing it. You need to support me.
Have a good one.
If you guys announce where it is, I mean, I could take the class. Like, it doesn't have. We don't have to be a date or something.
Okay, but you're not allowed to tell us that you're a Shut Up Weirdo fan.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Fine. It's a deal.
It's a deal.
Bye.
Have a good one.
It's a group activity.
Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Oh, hello, Pat.
Hi, Spike.
Hi. I think you should take the class with Michelle.
Okay, well, thanks for your opinion that I didn't ask for.
My opinion's best.
Oh, is it?
Well, usually.
I think you would be really funny.
I don't think I can, like, I'm good, like, just coming up with them. I'm not going to write them and get on a stage and deliver them.
It's halfway through the year and I still haven't told my funniest joke.
Do you think it's going to happen at your stand-up comedy class?
Maybe I'll, like, get the material. I don't know. I just think I should do it.
All right, Spike. Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Hi, I called in last week and it was the end of the show and you hung up on me. And I was wondering if maybe I could finish the story I was telling.
Why did we hang up on you?
Were you boring?
No, I think you just ran out of time.
I think maybe that's what we pretended, but really I was bored, so I hung up.
Okay.
But what was it about? I'll see if I remember.
It was about things we overheard. I thought it was a pretty good one.
What was your specific...
I was at Motor Vehicle in Trenton. This is a long time ago. This is before cell phones. And I was there all day, and I noticed that there was this big sweaty guy in line. He kept getting bounced from one desk to another, and then he kept going back to use the payphone, because this is before cell phones, and there's a line for the payphone, and this guy's getting more and more frustrated. And finally he gets the chance to get to the phone, and I hear him say really loud so everybody in the whole place can hear it, "If I knew how much of a pain in the ass it was going to be, I never would have bought a stolen car."
What an idiot. Wait, what an idiot.
That's funny.
All right, I'm sorry I hung up on you.
Have a good day.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
So, is tonight's topic, should Frankie take a comedy class with Michelle?
I don't
know. No, that's not the topic.
I mean, that's definitely not the topic, but we haven't announced one yet. I think we're just going to wait to see how long we can hang out until we have to make up a topic.
I think that's a good idea. You guys
let's do that.
Oh, it's driving pretty good so far.
But that means the calls need to keep coming. Otherwise, me and Michelle are going to sit here staring at each other. And the phone number is 201-209-9368. So what do you want, buddy?
I'm just calling to just keep it going.
Just say hi. You're just helping the cause?
Yeah, definitely. I like it.
Cool, thanks. We appreciate your listenership.
I have to burp.
Go ahead, no one cares.
Like in the mic?
Yeah.
That would be gross.
I don't know, maybe dudes are into it. Maybe you'll grab a couple boyfriends.
That long-haired dude?
He never called us.
Mm-mm.
All right, buddy, have a good one. Should we have Hardy White make an announcement?
No, I'm over it.
Oh, okay. 201-209-9368. We're trying to see how long we can just hang out for. Hi, you're on the radio. Michelle, do you know any knock-knock jokes?
Don't be mean.
What? I'm trying to get your topic going. I was trying to, like, do it in a smooth way.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of me.
Why do you always think the worst of me, man?
I don't always.
A lot of the time.
That's not true. You're projecting.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Say knock-knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Wait, what? That means I have to come up with a punchline, and I don't have one.
Well, that's the joke.
Oh, ha, that's good.
I love stupid things.
Know, listen, let me ask you something. No.
Winner Paltrow failed her $29 snap challenge this week, and I think that's very terrible.
What is it?
And it's
an
anti-food bed.
No, listen.
What's anti-food bed?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Gwyneth.
She would live on $29 a week. So she went shopping and bought, like, licorice and organic vegetables and only lasted, like, 4 days.
She went on food. Yeah, she went on food stamps. She thinks it's going to be like.
I thought he said food bed.
Food stamps.
She went on food stamps.
Oh, I thought he said.
She thinks it's going to be like the next ice bucket challenge. So she's, like, nominating fellow famous people to do it.
Mm hmm.
Sounds like a PR stunt to me.
Yeah. She sucks.
But I don't know about your topic, but
well, we
I got
don't have
you on
one.
The knock-knock, and Paltrow kind of is anti-food bed because she couldn't handle it.
He did say food bed right now.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
Okay, have a good one.
I mean, I don't think you can get very many organic vegetables for $29.
Does she really only eat organic?
Yeah.
Can you buy that with food stamps? I thought it was like, I don't know.
I think you can buy.
Can you buy anything you want? Or can you?
No, you can't buy liquor.
You're not going to go buy a filet mignon.
You can't. You might be able to buy meat. You can't buy liquor. You can't buy cigarettes.
Yeah, but I mean, like
diapers. You can buy food. You can,
can you buy whatever. Can you go buy like a lobster?
You could buy. Yeah.
Really?
But I don't think it would, you would get this much lobster.
How much money do people get in food stamps? So that's why you have to get like
Doritos or something.
Right. You get like cheese and crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And OJ and stuff.
Pop-Tarts.
Yo, I could live for a long time off of that stuff. No?
But it's so unhealthy.
Well, yeah, but it's not like you're going to be eating piles of it every day. You're going to eat a little just because you got to eat.
Hmm. It just makes you more hungry, that food.
So itchy.
What's itchy?
My ear.
Hmm?
Hi, you're on the radio.
201-209-9368.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
All right. Hey, Michelle, tell that one again about doing stand-up comedy. That was pretty funny.
What?
It wasn't a joke.
No, I'm just
kidding. Oh.
Go for it.
Oh, man, crickets. That's what's going to happen when I'm on the stage.
Are you going to do it with me?
No, we could learn having these...
We could write some material. It'd be so fun.
Are we going to do it on the stage together?
No.
What if you're better than me and then I feel really bad about myself?
It's not a competition.
Everything is a competition to you, Michelle.
That's not true. I don't understand why you think that.
Because you've told me that.
I didn't think that this year about our hoof and mouth.
Well, Frank, you could knock the tomatoes away when people throw them at the stage.
People are going to throw tomatoes at me? I'd rather they throw vodka bottles.
Ouch.
Maybe. Little airplane bottles.
God, this sucks. I'm not doing it.
What do you mean you're not doing...
not interested in doing stand-up comedy.
Are you sure?
Like, I hate people who do stand-up comedy.
Then you hate me.
Well, you haven't done it yet, so not yet. No.
Ken does it.
He's different.
Hmm.
He's our boss.
So?
Plus, remember... Oh, did you come with me to his show?
I went to a different show. I thought that show that I went to was... really funny.
I went to a show and it was not funny. It was
maybe painful. You could be a prop comic. You could be like the new Carrot Top of Jersey City, Brooklyn.
Maybe Joe Firestone could be my mentor.
She's funny, though.
I'm funny.
Oh. Okay, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You think I'm funny.
I do think you're funny, but it's when we're having interactions together and with people. Like, it's a completely different story to go up and write a joke and have it be funny.
But I told you that I'm a born entertainer.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, like, I mean, Beyonce's a born entertainer. She's not standing on a stand-up comedy stage.
Even Nicole Richie does stand-up comedy.
Nicole Richie is funny.
I'm funny.
But she's, like, really funny.
You don't think I'm as funny as Nicole Richie?
I guess I'm just saying it's not the same kind of funny.
I don't understand. You're being really unsupportive.
I support you. If you want to do it, I support you 100%. I will be at the show.
You don't. Because every
laugh my butt off.
Let me just say this. All my other friends thought it was a fantastic idea.
I think it's a great idea. That doesn't mean I want to go with you.
Yeah, but you're saying now that you don't think I'm funny.
That's
in
not.
In a stand-up comedy way.
I never said those words, number one. I'm just saying, for myself, I know I'm funny, but it's very different to sit here with you and, like, laugh.
Do you think I would excel at stand-up comedy, yes or no?
I don't know. Perhaps. You can excel yes at a lot of things.
Or no.
Yes. You just intimidated me into agreeing with you. That is not cool.
That's funny.
I'm actually scared right now.
That was weird. Yes.
I mean, are you
or no?
Are you satisfied?
No.
Then you shouldn't intimidate me into agreeing.
Fine, I'm sorry.
I feel like I just got punched in the face.
Well, you did something wrong.
No, I didn't. Oh my God, you're such a psycho. I just have an opinion, and it's just not the same as yours.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you did wrong.
You're reminding me of someone I know.
Your mom?
No. 201-209-9368. Do we need a topic yet? Nope, because we have a phone call. Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Hey, I just wanted to hang out. I listen all the time, and you guys always have topics, and there's so much pressure to come up with something playing.
Isn't it kind of nice?
Oh, maybe it's a breath of fresh air for people who never have answers.
It's kind of nice to just chill.
Hanging out, it feels good. Really good.
You feel good right now, huh?
Yeah.
Like on a scale of one to good, where are you?
Where am I? Oh, I'm in Brooklyn.
No. I said on a scale of one to good, where are you?
Oh, on a scale of one to good, I'm probably just below good.
Like a 9, perhaps?
Wait, say again?
Like for instance, 9?
Oh, we're doing a number.
Yeah,
thing.
Okay. I mean, can you
probably
hear me?
Probably maybe like an 8.5.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's
or
good.
Almost I mean, good.
Good,
All right, cool. Thanks for calling.
All right, cool. I guess I'll talk to you guys again
soon. All right, yeah. Okay. I mean, have
Thanks
a good
for hanging one. Out.
Have a good
have
one.
Fun. All right, bye.
Carmichael wants you to tell a joke to prove how funny you are. That's what he said. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's messed up.
It is?
Mm-hmm. What?
They want you to do a food stand-up.
What does that mean?
A kiosk where food bed sells lunch and simultaneously delivers a comedy routine. (201) 209-9368 I think we hit our stride. 25 minutes deep.
Can we have a topic now?
I think it's time to have a topic. Kay. Oh, never mind. We have a call. Hi, you're on the radio.
What do you want?
Hi, ladies.
Hi, what do you want?
I have a first date in like an hour and a half, and I was hoping you could either A, tell me the secret to good ones, or B, just say something kind of remotely encouraging.
Just be funny, bro.
Just be funny.
Wait, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you taking her? Pay for the drinks.
Yeah, you should pay.
Okay. That's still charming. It's not sexist.
No, I mean, she should. Okay, listen.
She'll offer.
She should offer. She should pull out. She should do the reach and pull out
and
her
I
wallet.
Say, no.
And you say, no, it's
I'd
fine.
I'd love to take you out. I'd love to pay for this. But I usually pay anyway.
No, if the guy insists, you should just put your wallet away. Like, all right, cool. Thank you very much.
Where are you taking her?
We're going to a bar.
How'd you meet her?
Online, actually.
Tinder?
Which online?
Okay, Cupid.
There's no one on there.
There's no shame with that.
There's no shame or there's no one on there?
Both.
Well, Michelle says there's no one on there, and I support it 100%.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
So what's her name?
Jen.
Jen? Ugh. That's the name I give people at bars when I don't want them to talk to me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
You sound nervous.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I don't know. It's nerve-wracking. It's hard meeting people for the first time.
No way. F that.
I believe you. I agree with you.
You just be you, buddy.
Fun. It's hard to be just you right away.
You should just be you. If she's not into it, then whatever. You don't want her anyway.
I don't know how to be myself around a stranger.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I shut down around strangers.
I know. Okay, well, you're not giving him words of encouragement,
Oh,
Michelle.
Yeah, sorry. Well, he's probably different than me.
That's okay. That was helpful. If
What are you going to wear?
Smile and be friendly.
I will be brave and go on good first date.
Just be nice. Don't try too hard, because that's the worst.
Yeah.
Pay for the drinks. Don't try to rape her.
Okay, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I mean, if he roofies her, he could probably rape her pretty easily.
Yeah, but I'm saying he shouldn't roofie her.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. Misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
That was encouraging, you guys. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Call next week and let us know how it went.
Use protection.
Okay. Yeah, use have protection. Wait, no, don't have sex with her.
Oh, yeah, not on the first date.
Okay, she'll think I'm easy.
Yeah. Well, no, it just gives the wrong message, like you're just a dude looking to get laid.
Okay.
I mean, unless that is what you're looking for, in which case, go for it.
No, not exclusively.
Okay, good.
Okay. Have a good,
good
one.
Good luck. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the
tell
radio.
You something and I forgot what it was.
What do you
hey,
want?
Ladies, happy Friday.
Hi, what do you want?
Do you guys know how hard it is to do stand-up comedy?
Yes.
That's why I don't want to do it.
Well, that's why, like, it's, kind of a quasi-scam, it sounds like.
It's what?
Well, that's why it's kind of like somebody was on the board saying it was a scam.
Stand-up comedy classes are a scam?
Yeah, like, you know, why don't you take this class? You know, 99% of the people that take it will never do comedy.
Well, obviously, that's not really the point of it.
But you got to start somewhere. I don't think I could just go to an open mic night.
I mean, it's more like learning the skills. It's not like just because you took a class, you're going to be a famous stand-up comedian.
No, that's not what I really mean. What I'm wondering is, you know, if you're funny at a party and you're hammered, that's one thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Where would you apply the other skills?
That's what I'm trying to say, though.
I feel like there's a performance inside of me.
And it's just waiting to come out.
Yeah.
And this comedy class
has come out like dozens of times already. I mean, I've been listening to this show for, you know, 2 years.
You don't think I'm funny enough?
He's saying he does.
You guys have incredible timing. I don't think you need it. I'm just trying to figure out if you're actually going to go and do an open mic or something.
I think I need to take a class. I'm too scared to do an open mic.
Just down a few shots and just go for it.
No way. She would never do that.
She wouldn't.
That's not her.
Why are you speaking in the third person?
She's agreeing with Frangry, who knows best.
So you want to take a class and maybe do an open mic?
Maybe. I want to, but I'm afraid. This is the truth.
But that's why you should do it.
I want to do it, but I'm afraid. But I really do want to do it. And I just read a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so it told you to just go for it.
I mean, you know how I like to read self-help.
I'm really into them, too.
Right. And so the one I just read is all about conquering your fears and how, like... Because when in my 20s, I'd be like, stand-up comedy's stupid.
Right.
But now I'm like, okay, I'm just scared to do it.
Right.
And I feel like I should do it.
Well, I think you should do it, too.
Okay, will you do it with me?
Nope. I have zero desire.
Now if only Louis C.K. was teaching a stand-up comedy class.
Oh, then
class.
I'd go.
No, then you wouldn't
then
be
I'd go.
No, then you wouldn't be invited.
Yes, I would go anyway.
Okay.
Okay, buddy, thanks for calling.
All right, take it.
201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
But you don't like jokes. You don't think jokes are funny.
I think jokes are funny when they're funny jokes.
Hmm.
Like, I like Louis C.K.'s jokes.
But you don't like his show.
No, not really. I mean, I've tried to watch it, but I'm just, whatever. Hi, you're on the radio.
I like it when they hang up.
Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Hey, I was taking notes on that first date call. I just want to make sure I have it right. So it's be yourself, don't rape her, and use protection.
And pay.
And pay, got
and
it.
And okay. Smell and good. Take a shower and smell good.
Smell good.
I mean, I don't mean put cologne on. I just mean, like, be clean.
All right. Good. Be clean. Be yourself. Hey, don't rape her. Protection.
Yeah, you got it down.
All right.
Pretty much all good. You need. Oh, wait, you got to be funny.
All right. And you know what? I was in Florida last week, and I thought of you, Michelle. There was a food boat.
A food boat?
A food boat.
Oh, my God.
Pontoon boat. I was in...
I love pontoon boats.
We went up to Fort Myers, and... It was a little pontoon boat. It was all food out of the boat.
We have to go.
That sounds amazing.
We should go on a trip and make
and
a show out of it.
The food was actually pretty good, which is pretty we were laughing about because you're not going to think that you know the food was going
to
be good.
I would love to go on a food boat.
Wait, hold on. Michelle, we should go on a road trip and make a show out of it.
Okay, I'd love that.
Just you and me hanging out.
That's a good reality show. We're on the food
that was already done, wasn't it?
What? We've never done that.
No, we've never done that.
A radio show like that? I don't think so.
Maybe that's what we should do next summer instead of doing, we should do like a traveling show since no one calls during the summer.
Road trip radio.
And we could go on a road trip and do remotes.
But what about jobs?
Good.
We could get sponsored instead of having jobs.
I have a job though.
They would let you take a month sabbatical.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, then you'll have to quit.
Okay, let's talk about it later. Have a good one, buddy.
I'll be sure to tune in for that.
We're never going to get anywhere if we don't take risks.
I know, but, you know, I mean, there's, like, responsibilities involved.
And then there's the benefits to taking risks.
Such as?
You could get another job. They would hold your spot. They would give you a month off.
For a medical reason. I could probably come up with one. They're probably listening to us.
I think they should be supportive of your career in radio.
They're supportive of my career there.
I don't know. I think that's a great idea.
What was my idea?
No, it was that guy's idea.
No, it was my idea for us to go on a road trip and make a show out of it. Okay, I want to go to the Grand Canyon. I've never been there.
You've
and
never
I
been?
So bad. I want to go so bad. Nobody wants to go on a road trip with me to the Grand Canyon.
You would be difficult to road trip with.
No way. I'm totally chill. Like,
we'd have to get a huge van.
Why?
Because we couldn't be in a small car together
what
for that long.
What do you mean?
We would need a huge van.
One of us
van.
Would drive, the other one would sleep.
We would need a huge van with beds, like a trailer.
Couldn't we sleep like in motels?
Camper. We need a camper.
We would sleep. Oh, wait, but I'm so into the camper idea.
We need a camper.
So we could just, like, pull over and sleep?
Yeah. I used to pull over on the side of the road and sleep all the time.
Do you have when to go to, like, a camper trips. Park?
Sometimes I would, sometimes I wouldn't.
Where do we shower?
A lot of times I would just when I was broke and I went on a cross-country road trip before, I would just pull into a hotel and sleep in my car in the hotel parking lot. When I didn't have any money.
I'm liking this.
If we go to Grand Canyon, what we should really do is go to the Badlands in South Dakota because it looks like
another planet. I don't know what that is, but okay.
It's amazing.
But do we need someone to come with us to record us?
Frangry and Michelle do America.
I'm so into this. Yes. Wait, who's coming with us?
Ew.
It's just you and me?
No, I guess we need a cameraman. Matt Warwick would be the only person I could maybe tolerate.
Cameraman? Now we have a TV show?
Oh. Sure. My voice sounds good tonight. I just realized it.
Oh, dear God. Wait, hold on. Now we're videoing it?
We don't have to video it.
So we're just recording the audio?
Sure.
I'm taking photos.
Yeah, lots of pictures.
So we don't need Matt Warwick? Kind of want him to come.
He can come.
Do you think he would want to?
Yes. I would want to go bowling a lot.
I'm done with bowling. Can we go to karaoke?
I guess so.
Can we go to, like, a dirty strip club in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, oh, my God. This sounds like the best vacation ever.
Yeah, but you're not really going to do it.
Why not?
I would quit my job by
a
camper and do it.
I can't go for a month, I can go for a week.
A week's not enough to get to the Grand Canyon.
Why not?
It's not enough time.
It's enough time to get there and fly back.
We can't drive there and fly back. That's cheating.
That's not cheating. That's, oh, sorry, gotta go back to work.
That's cheating.
I can't quit my job for a radio show that doesn't pay me any money.
I think you could get 2 weeks off, unpaid. I think they would let you do that. Maybe they could sponsor us. We could make, like, a viral video of some sort.
Some sort. Ay. This is getting complicated. Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
How you doing?
Hi, what do you want?
This German, this Italian, this Polish guy are building a building.
Oh, boy. This is going to be dumb.
I don't understand
Friday
this
afternoon, they said, German says, if my wife gives me Wiener Schnitzel one more time, I'm jumping off of here. I've had it every day this week. So he opens up his lunchbox, it's Wiener Schnitzel, he jumps off dead. Italian says, if my wife gave me meatballs.
This is boring.
Listen, it's a good one.
I'm trying.
If my wife gives me meatballs one more time, I'm jumping off of here. He jumps off. He opens his lunchbox, meatballs, he jumps off. Polish guy says, if I got pierogies in here one more day, I'm going to jump off. He opens up his lunchbox, pierogies, he jumps off. 2 days later is the funeral. All three wives come. Oh, I thought my Hans loved my Wiener Schnitzel. I can't understand it. Oh, I always said he loved it. And the Italian lady says, oh, Guido loved my meatballs. I thought he loved my meatballs. I don't understand. And the Polish lady says, oh, yeah, I don't understand either. He packs his own lunch.
Ba-dum-bum.
That was really good. You should be in a stand-up comedy class.
Class? I don't need no class.
Oh, you don't need it. Yeah, you're right. You're that good.
Yes.
What's your name, buddy? This is your debut. We can say one day that you started your career on Shut Up, Weirdo.
This is Orange Whip.
All right, Orange Whip, the new comedian in town. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Do I win?
No, you don't win anything. Shame.
What does that say?
Nothing.
Oh, it's just a pretty picture?
Yeah.
No one's winning the show.
No.
Do we have a topic?
Nope.
Can we have a topic?
We have 20 minutes. Do you want to do knock-knock jokes? 201-209-9368. Let's do knock-knock jokes. Also, Jennifer Aniston is gross. Please discuss.
That was unfair.
Why can't we do both? We only have 20 minutes anyway. This is the best show ever.
It's not.
We just hung out. It was awesome. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, but we just hang out all the time. It's not entertainment.
What do you mean? People are listening, and they're laughing. And they're
How do you know they're laughing?
And they're into our road trip. 201-209-9368, or you can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org. We're ready to hear some knock-knock jokes and your opinions on Jennifer Aniston.
You tricked me.
No, I didn't. Hi, you're on the radio.
Before I get to what I want, I think you got one-stop shopping. You know what you can do for, like, a road crew? You can get John McCabe. He's a cameraman, isn't he?
And a truck driver.
There you go. You got a cab, you got a truck.
And a stalker.
And a pervert.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out in the rape van?
No, thank you.
No, but anyway, this is what I want. I want you to interpret a dream for me.
Okay, go.
Okay, I'm not going to go through the dream. I'm just going to go with the image of the dream. A woman who, I'm coming up on 20 years with this woman. And this morning, it was, I think, I was looking in the mirror, and I saw her face with long, long hair. Her hair is pretty long.
This is a dream or real life?
No, this is a dream.
Oh, okay.
And I swear to God, it was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm looking at my face, and I'm seeing her. Interpret.
Wait, you were looking in the mirror, but you saw her face?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then I started going into, it's like, you got me thinking about it before. You were talking about jewelry in bed and things like that, and it just came up.
I think it means you're totally in love with her.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I am her and she is me.
Yeah, exactly. Enmeshment.
I think it means that you're shutting down emotionally because you think you're turning into her and that scares you.
Whoa,
I think Michelle, you are much closer to the mark.
I just know that because all men are cowards.
Oh, Michelle, for the gold medal.
That's a burn. So what kind of stand-up are you going to do, Michelle?
That's true, actually. I think she just killed the stand-up. She's so proud of herself right now. She's cracking up. I wish you guys could see her. She is, like, bending over laughing.
That was a good one.
Wow.
What? It was good.
Yeah, it was good, boo-boo.
My work here is done.
Maybe that was it. Was that the joke?
No, it's got to be better than that.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. I don't have a knock-knock joke, but I have a different kind of joke. Is it okay if I tell it?
No, we don't want to hear jokes. But thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the radio. What do you want?
Knock-knock.
Okay, who's there?
Schmelmop.
You can't even go through with your own topic?
No.
Say it.
I can't say that.
Schmel mop who?
That's all.
Fascinating. Thanks for calling. Would have been a great hour. Have a good one. Jesus Christ. 201-209-9368.
I like how mad you get. So it's like
Michelle wants to hear knock knock jokes.
The joke is like kind of funny, but then how mad you are.
It wasn't even kind of funny.
It was a little.
You couldn't even say it. I have to jump in.
You say it.
Schmelmop? I don't even know what it means.
No, it means.
Does it mean something? What does it mean? Is it gross? Is it, like, sexy? Does it mean, like, nose stuff? What does it mean? Michelle, seriously, you're going to crack up on the air about this?
I'm laughing at you.
Because I don't know what it is?
Yeah.
Why? What is it? Is it like something you should be bleeping?
No.
So what is it? Jesus, are you going to make me sit here for the next...
Keep saying.
Schmelmop. I don't care.
Schmelmop poo.
What is that?
I think it's like smell my poo.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That's the joke? You're so dumb for laughing so hard over this.
I'm laughing at you.
Oh, I thought he was saying schmel mop. And I was like, what is that?
I think that is what he was saying, but then when you say it all together.
Oh, unless you add the who, it doesn't make sense. Wow. Genius. Seriously, you're laughing that hard?
I'm more laughing at you.
Because I don't get it. I don't get it because it was stupid.
I know, but I like how mad it makes you.
Look, now everyone on the comments board is saying, smell my poo. Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Knock, knock.
You're doing this one.
Who's there?
Orange.
Oh, God. Orange who?
Orange, you glad I'm not a serial killer?
Thanks for calling. Fascinating joke. 201.
I like it because it's so weird.
209-9368.
We can change it to Jennifer Aniston. I got my laugh.
Knock knock jokes is our topic tonight. No one's calling.
You don't think it's funny at all?
No, I think they're so annoying and stupid.
But you like the Your Mama show.
That's different. Your mama jokes are funny. Like the other night I went out with someone who's a mom and she brought her kid and the kid the whole night was doing knock knock jokes and I wanted to die.
You didn't tell me that. Who, Shruti?
No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Road trip.
Road trip who?
Not Frangry because she won't quit her job.
See?
All right.
Genius. Really good joke. You see?
Okay, honestly, with your attitude, I don't see how this could go anywhere.
I'm having a good time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've got a knock-knock joke.
Dying to hear it.
All right, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad it's not smell my poo?
All right, have a good one.
It's absurdist.
It's stupid.
I think Louis C.K. would think it was funny. All right, I want to stop, though, because you're making me angry.
Well, we only have 15 minutes, so
I don't want to do it anymore.
Too late.
Because you ruined it. That's the thing.
I ruined it.
You ruined it.
Maybe it ruined itself because it sucks.
Okay, maybe.
Hi, you're on the radio.
But you didn't even give it a chance.
Yeah, I did.
Now everyone's scared to call because you're so mean.
Well, maybe if you stop talking, we can listen to this caller.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can I tell you something that I want?
Sure.
I want to see a 5-part miniseries of Frangery and Michelle do spring break. You guys can go down to Miami Beach. You can make your way
absolutely
over to
New Orleans. Never in a million years.
Why not?
We're not spring chickens anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're doing young spring breaker type things, but I'm saying you're taking a week and just traveling across the U.S. and seeing what happens.
Well, isn't that what we were just saying we wanted to do?
Yes.
Yeah, but in like you got to take a spring break theme to it. I'm not saying go crazy.
So we have to wear like bikini tops the whole time?
No.
I'm going to be naked the whole time.
I'm cool with that. I'm sure.
I'm going to drive the big
van naked.
I'm sure
Matt Warwick would love that. I don't drive, but I'm sure I'll be a pro driver by the end of that trip.
You're not going to drive? I have to drive the whole way?
I can drive in a straight line. Just don't make me make a lot of turns on highways.
You can just drive on the highway. There are no turns on highways.
I mean, don't make me like do one of these.
Switch lanes?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't do that.
We'll teach you how to drive. That can be part of the trip.
Okay, that would be really funny, actually. I freak out. Like, I might have to take something before I get behind the wheel.
Beta blockers, baby.
Wait, isn't that going to impair my driving?
No, beta blockers won't.
Ooh, I like it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I see it less. Spring Breakers and more Ab Fab. You guys ever watch that?
Yes.
I love Ab Fab.
Duh.
guys are a little mini. You could be your own five-part AFAB series.
So into that.
That's a great idea.
I want to smoke pot the whole time, though.
That's fun.
There you go. So you'd definitely be, what's her name?
Patsy.
Patsy, right?
Is it the blonde
the
one?
The blonde one.
Yeah.
What did she say? What are we drinking for lunch today?
What?
What are we drinking for lunch today?
That's what she always says.
Oh, is that what she says?
Yeah.
That's my kind of gal.
There you go. What are you guys drinking tonight?
Fin de Monde.
Yeah. It's the beer we like the best.
It's a fancy beer.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
We just did a whole show with absolutely no topic.
We've done it before.
But, like, this was really nothing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Green Michelle.
Hey, Danny D.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Have a.
Have a who?
Have a good one.
That was cute.
That was cute.
Frangry almost smiled.
I smiled. Danny D, you're on the list.
Our new t-shirts are going to be in soon.
Ooh, ooh. Wait, no, that's the premium t-shirts. We haven't ordered the other ones yet. We got to figure out what colors we want, if we want colors. Do we want colors?
No.
So what do we want to do? White and black?
Mm-hmm.
White shirt, black type?
Mm.
Or do you want to just have another black shirt?
I always like black shirts.
All right, whatever.
I think that shirt would look better with black with white, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, too. Hi, you're on the radio.
We could do gray, if you want.
What is the gray? Hello, is it like a Heather gray?
Rusty.
Hello?
Hey, Rusty. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Aloha, Rusty.
Michelle, I got a knock-knock joke for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Honeydew.
Honeydew who?
Honey, do you know how fine your voice sounds like now?
I quit.
Frangry just quit. She hates knock-knock jokes.
No, thanks for sounding great today.
Thank you. I think it sounds good too. Thanks, Rusty. Mm-hmm. All right, have a good one.
Bye, Rusty.
All right, the knock knock jokes are over. Please don't call with any more knock knock jokes.
No, we only have 10 minutes left.
I don't want to hear them anymore because you're making me depressed.
I do. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
Hey, so you want to hear a joke my niece told me?
Absolutely.
She's 5, and she told me this joke like for a year every time she saw me. She thinks it's hilarious. Ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
What do you do when an elephant sits on your fence?
I don't know. What do you do?
You get a new fence. It's not funny. But what's funny about it is that she thinks she has to say knock, knock before she tells a joke.
That's cute.
Oh, before she tells any joke?
That's
any
super joke,
she
cute.
Thinks knock, knock is what you do when you tell a joke.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cute. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bennett.
See ya.
Have a good one.
I don't want to do knock-knock jokes anymore.
Wait, there's a good one. There's a good one.
What?
Okay, Ken from Hyde Park says, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Weirdo.
Weirdo who?
Weirdo, you think you're going.
That's what makes you laugh?
Yeah.
That's what gets you.
I like that one.
Because it has weirdo in it.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't take much, I guess.
Yeah, but it's also a pun.
Yeah.
I like that one's on the list.
Are you kidding me?
What would you put on the list?
Nothing.
Well, I like to keep morale up, so I'd like to give a free shirt out today. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going? I've got one more knock-knock joke for you.
Oh, my God.
Frank, we will allow this call.
Yes, please, keep talking.
All right, knock-knock.
Frangry?
Who's there?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston who?
Is what people will be saying in 10 years.
Yeah! Winner!
That's well, pretty good.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, you're on the list because I just want your address. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt.
Wicked.
Email your phone number.
You were hot till you said wicked.
You don't like wicked?
No.
I like wicked.
Not into it.
You still might win, Alex.
Excellent.
Okay, but don't say wicked anymore. All right, have a good one.
Have a good one. Have a good one.
It was, like, deep.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
J. Edgar.
J.
J. Edgar who?
Burr.
Presidential humor.
What?
That one was kind of funny.
It's funny.
That one was funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I live to please you.
I love hearing that.
Weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hutch.
What'd he say?
Hutch?
Hutch.
Hutch who?
The Sunhide.
I knew you were going to say that right after I said Hutch who.
All right. Bye.
201-209-9368. Knock, knock jokes.
Oh, my God. You have such a bad attitude.
Well, I actually laughed at the last few ones, so I think my attitude is improving. Why don't you give me some credit for that?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
201-209-9368. Knock, knock jokes.
You're or why do you hate Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, yeah. Ew, she's so gross. She's like a man. Hi, you're on the radio.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mop.
Mop who? I like that you die laughing every time it's a poo one, Michelle. And she just sits there waiting for me to say it. Like, that time I knew what I was saying.
You said it so funny.
That's why I said it. 201-209.
The other one was funny because you didn't know.
No, I didn't even know what I was saying.
That was funny.
9368. Knock, knock jokes. Apparently it's like, have Frangry fall for the knock, knock joke.
I didn't know. That's not how I set this up.
Maybe you secretly did.
No.
Maybe you were all, knock, knock, let's get Frangry.
No, I was not.
Yeah, what was that first one again? Smuggaloo. What was it? It was something like, smugget about my poo or something? What was it? What was it? You really don't remember? You don't want to say it.
It was, smell mop or something.
Smell my poo? Yeah, that was it. Smell my poo. Jesus Christ. What was the one I just did? Ma poo? Wow. Like 2-year-olds.
I don't want to think it's funny. I don't even know why I'm laughing.
Because it's funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
I can't believe someone called up with that one.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're doing Hello? This one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Hang up.
Why?
Because I don't get it.
No, oh. Don't hang up.
I'm supposed to hang up when you don't get it?
But it's not funny.
Maybe you just don't get it yet.
Almost there.
Well, he's almost there. Keep going.
Knock, knock. I don't like these jokes.
She needs to say banana who. Your turn.
What?
Banana who.
Oh, you said banana who? Orange. I mean, orange. I didn't say banana.
Are you high, sir?
Did someone just say
someone
yes?
Went, yes!
A tiny little bit.
He said a tiny little bit.
I knew it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I knew it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
It's the same car?
Same car.
Banana who?
You guys are all hotboxing?
Shut up. Hello.
Hi.
They're high. Oh, we gotta go.
Oh, we have to. Why? We have 4 minutes.
We have less than that.
You have 4 minutes? That's plenty of time.
They were hotboxing.
I have Alex on my list, but I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Alex, you're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size. What? I have him on my list circled. I just don't know why.
Man.
You're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
We're a little early.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
This show sucks.
Damn.
Wait, what was the first one? Schmelmop. What was it?
That was it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Michelle. It's Dan. I got one more real quick. Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's there? Yeah.
Kit.
Kit who?
Not Kit 2, Kit 10.
Oh, too cute. Yay. Have a good one. I'm killing myself.
Okay, don't kill yourself.
I might commit suicide tonight.
Okay, but you had some fun, and that's what we're here for, to have a good time on Friday night.
I was made a fool out of with Schmel Mapoo.
Not a fool. I wouldn't say fool.
I don't really care.
I thought it was funny.
Good for you.
All right, well, next week, we'll be back. Next week, we're going out to a fancy dinner.
Ooh, yeah, I'm taking Michelle out for her birthday.
That's right.
We're going to get drunk and eat a lot of delicious sushi.
Yeah. It's Friday night. Only 2 more days till Game of Thrones.
Woohoo!
All right. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Mm-hmm. Surgeon General of Chilltown, New York, has determined that the sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
Shaman keeps his body anchored to this world while his mind journeys through the spiritual universe.